Blog Talk Radio. Saints. Amen. This is Monday. Amen. And I am excited about the Word of God. Amen. We're in Bible study. Amen. And we are learning about creation. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And this is Pastor Barbara Burris. And the thought for today is coming out of Proverbs. Hallelujah. The Proverbs of Solomon. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 1. The son of David, king of Israel, to whom wisdom and instruction, hallelujah, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give stability to the simple and the young man knowledge and discretion. Amen. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Amen. Praise God. That's the thought. Amen for today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Father, we just give you glory today, all honor and all the praise. I am asking that you would move by your Spirit. Send your anointing, destroy every yoke, God, and let your will be done, because God, in you we live and move and have our beings. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Amen. Thank you for your will. Thank you for the move of the Spirit. Thank you for what you're doing. Amen. In the earth realm, and thank you for what you're about to do. Oh, Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise and bless your holy name. On last Tuesday, I had spoken about what was inside the earth. There are four layers, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that are, amen, consist of the earth. The earth interior is composed of four layers, three solid, one liquid, not magma, but molten metal, literally as hot as the surface of the sun. The deepest layer is a solid iron ball about 1,500 miles in diameter. Thank you, Jesus. Although this inner core is white hot, amen, it's real, real, real hot, the pressure is so high the iron cannot melt. My God. The iron is pure. Scientists believe it contains sulfur and nickel, plus a small amount of other elements. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Estimates of its temperature vary, but it is probably somewhat between 9,000 and 13,000 degrees Fahrenheit and 5,000 and 7,000 degrees Celsius. Amen. Above the inner core is the outer core, a shell of liquid iron. This layer is cooler but still very hot, perhaps 7,200 to 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit, amen, and 4,000 to 500 degrees Celsius. It, too, is composed mostly of iron plus a substantial amount of sulfur and nickel. It creates the Earth's magnetic field and is about 1,400 miles thick. Remember, I told you the Earth is constantly cooking, but this iron ball that is in the inner core, the deepest layer inside the earth, amen. It's the hottest area in the earth, amen, and it doesn't melt. I mean, it stays together. This iron ball is about 1,500 miles in diameter and cannot melt, amen. Above the inner core is the outer core, a shell of liquid iron that this layer is cooler, amen, than the inner core, but still hot. It is heated, but the inner core, body inner core is ball, amen. But it cannot, the inner core ball cannot melt, but the outer core is like a liquid, amen. God does this process in order to keep the earth cooking, but not cracking. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's sealed. Amen. It cooks, but it don't crack. It's sealed. Amen. The outer core protects the earth from overheating, saith the Lord. It, too, is composed of iron, sulfur, and nickel. It is there to create the Earth's magnetic field. This magnetic field is what helps keep the Earth firm, staying together in one piece, saith the Lord. And also, you have the volcanoes. Amen. When it gets too overheated, the volcanoes will erupt. Amen. To help the Earth release. Amen. That heat out. Amen. So that the Earth wouldn't overcook. When the temperature gets too hot. Amen. That volcano would just literally explode. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, driving out some of the heat and the pressure that the Earth is taking. We need the volcanoes and we need the tsunamis, amen. They are the ones that help the Earth, amen, when the Earth is getting overloaded. Just like you can take something and like a plug in essence, and you put too many plugs in that one socket, what will happen is it'll get overloaded and it won't be able to carry the weight of it. Amen. So the Earth is constantly cooking. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we have the river rocks. I explained to you about the next layer is the mantle. And the mantle is just like a covering, just like you would take and cover over something so that it will have a protection. Amen. Well, many people think that this is a lava, but it's all in all actuality a rock. The rock is so hot, however, that it flows under pressure like a road tar. And I explained to you how a machine, one of those concrete mixers, how it continuously turned the concrete so that it does not dry out. Amen. And so the mantle is there. Amen. And it covers the inner core. Amen. It covers over the inner core and the outer core is the top layer. Amen. Praise God. The rock is so hot, however, that it flows under pressure like a rotor, and I just said that. This creates a very slow-moving current as hot rock rises from the depth and cooler rocks descend. Amen. The mantle is the covering of the Earth. I just said that earlier. It is hot liquid rock that moves slowly in order to cook the Earth's crust at a low temperature. Remember, I had explained to you how you take, amen, a pie and put it in an oven, amen, and that oven is that a mantle, amen, and the pie, amen, and all the fillings, amen, on the inside of it have to cook, amen, and in doing so, it has to be the right temperature so that the crust will not burn up on the pie, nor will the ingredients that's on the inside burn up. So we need the mantle, amen. The mantle is about 1,800 miles thick and appears to be divided into two layers, the upper mantle and the lower mantle. The boundaries between the two lies about 465 miles beneath the Earth's surface. The crust is the outermost, amen, layer of the Earth, amen. It is the familiar landscapes on which we live, rocks. That's what we see, soil and seabeds. It ranges from above 5 miles thick beneath the ocean to about average of 25 miles thick beneath the continent. Amen. On the other hand, the crust was used by God in order to create man, animals, insects, our food source, and trees that help with oxygen. Amen. With our oxygen supply. Thank you, Jesus. And so the crust, it was needed, amen, to bring, it brings beauty to the Earth so that you don't see void of emptiness, amen. The trees are there to supply the oxygen, help supply the oxygen. Amen. And then we have the birds and all kind of flying animals the terrestrial bodies, what the earth crust is consisting of, amen. The rocks and the soil, the seabeds, amen, and insects and our food source, amen. That's all up on the earth crust, amen. So we need the earth crust. It brings beauty to the earth, amen. It makes it look glamorous. The earth has canyons, it has caves, it has coastlines, it has mountains, it has oceans and plains and valleys, amen. So that beautifies the earth. Whenever you want to go out to the ocean, amen, you can just get in your car or wherever you live and go out there and you see the beauty that God has created. You know, God is sovereign, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Amen. He is the only one that created the heaven and earth, him and his son, Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And Jesus, amen, had this desire to please the Father, amen. So he thought it up, amen. And he talked to Father God about it. Now I'm speaking in the spirit, amen. Not in the flesh, not by your own perception, but I'm speaking by the Spirit of God because God literally talks to me. Amen. And he told me what happened, amen, at the beginning of creation. He told me about his son, Jesus, and he told me about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and Jesus and Father God, they are all one, amen, but they work together, amen, as one. God, amen, command things to be so, amen, and Jesus speaks them and they come into existence because Jesus is the Word, amen. He is the Son of God. He is the angel that was sent down from heaven, named, amen, an angel before he came down here, amen, on earth, amen, to do the will of the Father. And the Holy Ghost moves upon everything. So God is sovereign, and we need to understand that without God, we won't be able to make it. There's another identity that hovers over the earth, that walks down here on earth, him and his imps and demons, and that hovers up in the airways, amen. And this is the devil. He's the one that come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm asking you today, amen, to make up your mind and know that once you make up your mind, there's no turning back. God is the only one that can save you and set you free and deliver you. Many years from now, I don't know how many years, because no man know the hour nor the day that Jesus is coming. And I wouldn't sit up and tell you something like that. But this thing for sure, that Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back for a bride that don't have any spots or blemishes. Amen. He's coming back for a church, amen, that's been bought, amen, by his blood, purchased by his blood, redeeming us out of the hands of Satan, amen, because Satan had stolen our rights, amen, our birthrights and our inheritance rights from Adam and Eve. And Jesus redeemed them back. Now we're no longer, amen, in slavery in the mind and bondage, amen, by the will of Satan. But we are free. We are set free and have liberty to live for God. So I ask you to make a choice today and let that choice be God. Amen. He is so wonderful. He is so loving. I've fallen in love with him. And I see myself repenting all the time because I make so many mistakes. I'm not perfect, amen. I might think a thought or say something, amen, out of my mouth that might not be pleasing to God. And it brings me to tears because I don't want to hurt him. I think he's been hurt enough by so many men and women that have gone out and said they want to be a part of the body and then end up shipwrecking and doing some of everything and refuse to return back. But he's just to forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when you sin and make a mistake, repent and get up and start, amen, afresh. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus was saying, and God was saying in his word, he said, if you turn, amen, he'll turn to you. And as the song says, if you turn me, Lord, I'm ready to turn. So God, you turn me, amen. Turn me that I not sin. Turn me that I not do these things. Turn me that I not, amen, commit all of these unrighteous acts, that I might be what you have called me to be. Because I know, God, you're coming back, amen, for that church. So I'm opening up the doors again, like I say, to come in, amen, and sup with God, amen, and repent and learn of him. Because when Jesus come back, amen, this earth won't be anymore. All the beauty and the glamour that's on the earth, like I said, that God had created the crust of it, amen, it won't be no more. But the Bible said there is a new heaven and a new earth. I want to see, amen, God's people saved. I've seen the new Jerusalem. God had a chance to show me in a vision and in a dream as I walked up this mountain, amen, to view over into the new Jerusalem. And there is a holy city. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. There is a holy city waiting for God's people. Have a blessed day. Amen.